Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So this is about the Bakerfield by-election coming up next Thursday. Elections, referenda in the United Kingdom are always on a Thursday since the 14th of December, 1918. So Andy Burnham, the mayor of Manchester, former Labour cabinet minister, is trying to come back into Parliament, which he bowed out of in, was it 2016, left Corbyn's shadow cabinet. I previously thought he was going to lose, but looking at the opinion polls, I now think he'll win, but narrowly, by about 1%. Anyway, because he had up to a 10% lead over Reform United Kingdom, according to the opinion polls. And we know that opinion polls, they can't be bang on accurate. The only thing that can be absolutely accurate, if you ask every single registered voter, everybody answers, because some refuse, and then everybody tells the truth. Nobody changes his, her mind. Nobody dies in that time between giving the answer and then polling day and so forth, you know, the turnout doesn't vary. So he had a 10% lead in one poll, so 5% lead more recently. Okay, and Restore Britain is really vital in helping him. Restore Britain is this schismatic faction. They split off Reform United Kingdom last year. Rupert Lowe, a former Reform UK Member of Parliament, he's their leader. A bit of a one-man band. You think it's pointless? They're not really. There's not room for two parties in the similar ideological space. You see, there's even more hardline than Reform UK, but he's managed to peel away a significant number of Reform UK votes. But of course, that would hand the seat to Labour. Why is he doing it? Because although he dislikes Reform UK, Labour is really the polar opposite of what he's doing. I suppose he wants to, you know, have some sort of presence in the political scene, maybe a shot across Reform UK's bows. We're not going to win this seat. We can deny it to you. So you better, like, make some sort of pact with us not to stand there. I mean, he'll probably lose his seat next time. But, you know, it's imbecilic. There's scarcely room for three political parties in UK politics, maybe a fourth with Reform UK, certainly not a fifth. And we've got lots of tiny ones, Greens getting in there. So Andy Burnham's going to get it. I keep calling him Andy Makerfield. And it is pronounced Makerfield. I met a woman from there last Sunday. Okay, so that's why I'm predicting Labour get 41% of the vote, Reform United Kingdom 40% of the vote. Plus, their candidate has made a few gaffes. It's turned out that he said some deeply unpalatable things on social media some years ago. Wanting to sniff, what's her name, Carol Vorderman's bottom. Okay, each their own. But then again, she did win rear of the year twice. So she shouldn't be so posing as so demure and so virginal and all the rest of it. Okay, nothing wrong with winning Year of the Rear or being proud of her body or celebrating her sexuality, you're fine. But then don't be mortally offended if someone says something a little bit, how to put it, salacious about you. Now, Labour always struggles with turnout, which is why I think their vote share will be lower than it's said to be right now. One of Reform UK's hopes is that Restore Britain voters will see, come on, this is stupid. Let's not let Labour win. We'll vote for Reform UK. Keep Labour out. Now, obviously, the Conservatives have got no significant presence there, fairly weak. A lot of former Conservatives, well, most of them are going to vote for Reform UK, partly because they're attracted to Reform UK. Moreover, it's the only viable alternative to Labour. That's what the Conservatives get, about 3% of the vote. Liberal Democrats have been very feeble up there, about 1% of the vote. They're scarcely trying. Kemi Badenoch didn't even go there for Conservatives. Neither did Sir Ed Davey go there for his party. The Green Party, you know, have a reasonable share, maybe 10% of the vote. All right. So results will probably be in by the end of then. So Andy Burnham, he's made little secret of the fact that he's going to be leader of the Labour Party and therefore Prime Minister, coming up with policies with the UK. Yes, he'll fund defence. He'll cut welfare. You think that might be a bit of a gaffe, especially in a constituency with lots of people needing it. He somewhat lost his touch, where he said idiotic things about wanting to rejoin the European Union. I mean, I'm totally against it, but I mean, I realise that most of the population want to do that, according to the polls. But why I think it's imbecilic is when Reform UK is the main thing in between him and get back into Parliament, don't help them. You've just given them rocket fuel, okay? Brexit betrayal. Get elected to Parliament, and then you could say that, go down very well with the Parliamentary Labour Party, 90% of whom would like to rejoin the European Union. If they can't rejoin it, join the common market, something closer to that. But so it's timing is everything in politics. It's not just the content, what you say, when you say it, whom you say it to, as well as the wording. Goodness. So then he gets in. The big debate is, does he challenge Starmer straight away or leave it a few weeks, maybe even months? Because there's talk about how about to transition at the Labour Party conference. Could they have a new leader in place by late September when the conference is scheduled for? or maybe have the various candidates address the party conference elections after that. But, you know, that leads to another sort of 4 months of drift, perhaps, till a new leader is elected. Is it going to be Al Khan going for it? And he's indicated he is going to go for it. Is it going to be Wes Streeting? He doesn't have the votes with anybody else. Shabana Mahmood realizes only 1% of Labour Party people want her. Rachel Reeves, don't make me laugh. Ed Miliband, just possibly, I think, be a dreadful candidate. So, Burnham, I reckon he would go for it straight away because there's some hunger for it. He might be seen to bottle if he doesn't go for it immediately. When I say straight away, that doesn't have to be on Friday, but like within a week, announce challenging. And someone else might enter the race, make it more difficult for him. So let's not allow problems to come along. Plus, Starmer is so badly wounded by the resignation of his Defence Secretary, John Healey, by Al Khan, the junior Defence Minister's resignation, you know, who was a sort of a Royal Marines officer. He's appointed Dan Jarvis, I think one of only three Labour MPs to be former military officers. So the one might as well go for it immediately. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, Starmer's going off to this NATO summit, other summits, looking kind of statesman-like or whatever. Maybe get some sort of a bounce if the Iran war ends. A lot of this really due to Starmer's efforts. But what if Burnham fails? And I'm obviously far from certain that Labour's going to win. I give a 55% chance. There's quite a sort of within the margin of error here. Then Burnham's still mayor of Manchester. He may well never get back into Parliament. I seem to have screwed up. Starmer will breathe a sigh of relief. Labour's still got a headache. They're stuck with this, you know, very badly wounded leader. I mean, not physically wounded, you understand, who's openly despised by many people who served in the cabinet under him. And then they don't have an obvious saver. I mean, Wes Streeting, I don't think would go down very well in the country's approval ratings wouldn't be very high. It'd be higher than Starmer's. Angela Rayner, she's problematic. She hasn't published that letter from His Majesty's Revenue Customs. So presumably she's lying again, that it doesn't want to say what she pretends it says. Ed Miliband, he's yesterday's man. He's only slightly less gauche version of Starmer. He's this ecological fanatic determined to run the UK economy into the ground. And Yvette Cooper, I mean, this overgrown heads girl, I mean, wow. So Labour's in real trouble if Burnham doesn't get there. And obviously Burnham's approval ratings were better than Starmer's. So he's the only Labour who could have Labour win the next general election. I don't, like the largest party in terms of seats and share of vote, and maybe even a majority, because I know Labour's doing very badly, but there's still a small chance, a 10% chance, they would have outright victory in 2028. But, you know, obviously I don't want to overrate Burnham. All these problems won't magically disappear if he becomes Prime Minister. He might be willing to try more bolder solutions. And Starmer, he's just overcautious. He's not willing to take quick and decisive action. Jess Phillips, one of the most evil, murderous people in British politics. But I did have some time for her when she said, let's say, whatever legislation. It took over a year to threaten to bring forward a bill. Not to even bring forward the bill, to even threaten to do so. It moved at a glacial pace. And this is the problem with the lanyardocracy, so many layers of bureaucracy, so much form filling. The United Kingdom just can't get things done. It's symptomatic of a wider malaise in British life that they can't sort out with loads of things. You know, it's going to take 20 years to build that HS2. You know, can't make decisions about anything. It's partly about all this judicial review. And obviously Starmer is part of that block because he made his living as a barrister. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.